Chapter 15 At Lydia's House. Saturday, July 30th, 1988. Saturday caught me sleeping. There was no full moon this time, since the seat was very comfortable. I had a very good rest. As soon as the day broke out, I had some fresh air and watched the mountains. The places the train was going through were gorgeous. Both the lakes and the landscapes were magnificent. However, I wanted to be back in Vancouver. People say traveling is exciting, but going back home is always much better. We arrived at 5 o'clock in the evening. As they had announced, I went straight to Lydia's place. I was familiar with the road, so I arrived at 6. We talked about the places I had been in and the people I had met. Canada was wonderful. I told her that it was a great experience, and besides enjoying the trip, I had the chance to meet very nice people. Lydia prepared a delicious dinner. After eating, we walked to the beach. Back at her place, we watched TV for a while, and I called to Mexico to talk to my father, Mary, my sister Consuelo, Emma, Lucila, Nacho, Leti, and Justina. I was happy and thankful for being back from the mountains safe and sound. It was the second last day of July, and I had only 11 more days left in Canada. I wanted the time to pass by quickly so that I could be back to Mexico. However, I did not want to leave the new style of life I had and was already used to. A summer festival, Sunday, July 31st, 1988. I got up at 7 a.m. As soon as we had breakfast, Lydia and I went to the Christian Life Assembly Church located on 56th Avenue, Langley, British Columbia. It was very big and beautiful. The choir was in the middle and was made up of several people. On the upper level, there was a screen where people could read the lyrics of the hymns and prayers. If people did not have the hymn book with them, they could take a look at the screen. It was an one-hour mass. The structure of the mass is very similar to the one we have in Mexico, so I had no problems to follow it. When it was over, we went to a big room where I was requested to write down my name and address. Lydia came across with one of her friends who had just married. She and her husband invited us to have lunch in a very fancy Italian restaurant. Everybody ordered lasagna, which was delicious. We conversed for a while, and then they invited us to take a look at their new place. It was a two-story house with a big backyard. They told us they were growing carrots, lettuce, onions, pears, peas, etc. We took some pictures of the place and we left later. We went back to Lydia's house. Once there, we changed our clothes to go to the park. The weather was very extreme, very cold and very hot. It was difficult to stay in one place for long. A few minutes later, she went back home to invite one of her children to the summer festival. Later, she came back with her son Don and her two granddaughters Karen and Andrea. All of us enjoyed the festival. When it got dark, I thought it was over. But to my surprise, I was wrong. Lydia suggested that we should go to the main avenue where they were going to hold a float parade. The floats that went down the street were castles, children, gardens, and musical groups where music turned people on as they passed by. Also, they played music with pipes, which was one of the main attractions of the parade, and nothing could be compared to it. I enjoyed the parade a lot, and when it finished, the fireworks started. Minutes later, it started to rain, so we had to go back to Lydia's place. Her son had a big van showing the logo of the company he worked for.
We arrived at 11:30 p.m. After having some milk and cookies, I went to bed. I had many things to thank God for on that day.
African and Hawaiian dances. Monday, August 1st, 1988.
I watched TV for a while that morning. Later on, Lydia and I went for a walk, and we came back at noon so that we could watch her favorite soap opera. She said that there was another festival scheduled for that day. During the summer, they usually had a function in the park nearby to see every day. We went to see the African and Hawaiian dances. The music they played and the display of colors of their costumes made the show very enjoyable. Lydia liked it as well, and she took a picture of the place. Another amazing show was a demo on parachuting. As soon as it finished, we walked around the area. Some points related to religion. We stopped by a Catholic church and I stepped in for a few minutes. I heard some people saying a prayer that was familiar to me. They said, "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of death. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed by thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen." They said many other prayers. They said many other prayers, but I could understand only some of them. I stayed there shortly and then left to go back with Lydia to her place. Once there, we had dinner and watched TV. She had a picture on the wall that caught my attention. It was the Ten Commandments, and I asked her if I could write them down. She told me I could find them on any Bible, but naturally I did not want to check any other source if I had them right in front of me. So I grabbed my notebook and started writing the Ten Commandments. 1. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. 2. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. 3. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. 4. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 5. Honor thy father and thy mother. 6. Thou shalt not kill. 7. Thou shalt not commit adultery. 8. Thou shalt not steal. 9. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. 10. Thou shalt not covet. New words. In general, it was an important day. The walk we took in the morning had been therapeutic. Before going to bed, I read for a while and wrote on my notebook the new words I had learned recently. Further down, why pay more? It's further. Park all day. Leave by rear doors. Watch your step. Clearance. Coffee shop. Are you insured? Car sale. Discount price. Food store. Standees must be behind red line. Don't stand on step when bus is in motion. Wait for light, then push door, handle to open. Come along, dishwasher, stove, sink, pantry, deep freezer, microwave, dryer, washing machine, back a lap, grill, what's on tube, pardon me, sibling, gorgeous, we cannot keep lying to each other, granite, basalt, limestone, marble, no way. Also, here is a list of some common Canadian first and last names. First names: Arthur, Don, David, Robin, Alan, Abe, Alfred, Hill, Bert, Benjamin, Bruce, Charles, Chuck, Chad, Dick, Drew, Daniel, Darren, Doug, Edward, Andrew, Andrea, Alice, Astrid, Arabella, Anne, Richard, Tim, Ted, Cam, Raymond, William, Berth, Norman, James, Peter, Rennie, Terry, Tom, Paul, Harry, John, Frank, Larry, Carl, Ken, Ernest, Tony, Ron, Ricky. Last names. Abramson, Adamansky, Adams, Achella, Appleton, Baker, Barkley, Bingham, Baranowski, Byrne, Chang, Clement, Cummings, Davidson, Dixon, Frederick, Gulford, Haley, Heck, Herbert, Henderson, Jackson, Katona, Klatt, Klawlikowski, LaRue, Lex, Larry, Robinson, Longmire, Loti, Lori, Lucarnia, McCush, Mikowski, McDonough, Martini, Nielsen, Oswald, Ozurianian, Platt, Pollard, Polderman, Pointer, Rabin, Reynolds, Rhodes, Remington, Ringwald, Ross, Sell, Segel, Shirley, Shipman, Shoesmith, Smith, Snyder, Spite, Tyler, Tessier, Unger, Uri, Vacary, Walkie, Wallace, Gio, Jones, Gia, Yields, etc. This is a sample of the ethnic and cultural richness of this country.